O'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. A portion of Business Route 7 in Hamilton, west of Leesburg in Loudoun County, remains closed after a car hit a gasoline tanker truck overnight. About 16,000 gallons of fuel spilled out in the crash. Hazmat crews are now trying to contain that spill. D.C. police are investigating a triple shooting overnight. Two men are dead, a third is in the hospital. It all happened in a home on 8th Street Northwest around midnight. California firefighters continue to fight more than a dozen wildfires that are still burning out of control.
We have over 17 large fires across California in the last 24 hours, burning over 115,000 acres.
Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott says some 2,000 homes and businesses have been reduced to ashes. Governor Jerry Brown asked President Trump for a disaster declaration.
The federal government will stand with the people of California, and we will be there for you in this time of terrible tragedy and need.
I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
Accusations continue to mount up against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
For decades, Harvey Weinstein allegedly took advantage of women in Hollywood. That's according to a growing number of people stepping forward to accuse Weinstein of rape, assault, and harassment, including Louisette Geis.
I pulled my arm away, finally, and headed to the door. He started following me and telling me that he could introduce me to Bob Weinstein and that I could get a three-picture deal and that he would greenlight my script.
A Weinstein spokeswoman says the producer denies allegations of rape. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
As Metro prepares to put together another painful budget, it's trying to figure out what's contributing to a steep decline in ridership.
Part of the problem, at least according to Metro, is that transit ridership is down nationwide.
Things have improved economically and people are returning to their automobiles.
But Metro has its own challenges, says Paul Lewis at the Eno Center for Transportation. For one, Fridays are seeing a huge drop-off in riders. It's according to documents released ahead of this week's Board of Directors meeting.
And a lot of that is coming from the federal government that does allow workers to telecommute.
Lewis says Metro needs some big ideas. One of them could be overhauling its bus map for the first time in decades.
Encouraging new riders not only to use the bus system, but perhaps better feed into the rail system.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We've had some very summer-like weather recently around here, but some fall is peeking through, depending on how far you drive away from D.C. But it turns out those leaves don't like it so hot.
If you plan on doing some leaf peeping this weekend, you might want to wait a bit. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
You really need the cool nights contrasted with the warm or the mild afternoons, at least, to get that chemical going in the leaves.
Right now, you will find some color changes in the mountains of western Maryland and in parts of West Virginia. Around D.C., not so much.
Looking down the road a little bit, I think there is going to be a chance at some cooler weather by the time we get to the end of the week, but then it's going to go kind of cloudy and drizzly.
But Thibodeau says, don't fret. The fall colors should be coming, but maybe not until the end of October. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, who was defeated for the Republican nomination for governor by Ed Gillespie, may now be prepared to endorse Gillespie. The Washington Post reports that Stewart's potential endorsement comes at the urging of former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon and President Trump's former deputy campaign manager David Bossi. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,831, the Nasdaq at 65,87. Sports, Game 4 between the Nationals and Cubs now set for this afternoon in Chicago after yesterday's rainout. ALDS, Indians, Yankees, Game 5 is tonight. The Caps host Pittsburgh. The Wizards are in Miami for a preseason game. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather. It's Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let's be real.
Traffic and weather.
Lots of coverage here.
The day's top stories.
And now get this.
And you.
I love talking to you in the afternoon.
Thank you for that.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
I'm going to be here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want
to
be.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway. Latest problem is the crash. We had a broken down car out of loop near Van Dorn. Now right in that same area. Now the accident. A couple lanes are blocked. So coming off of 95 and leaving the Springfield area. Watch for those delays. Again, north on 95 onto the outer loop. If you're heading over toward the Wilson Bridge. Inner loop slowdowns in through Annandale. And then from 66 off and on toward the Legion Bridge. We've been bunched up in Sterling due to the crash, south on 28 after 606 before you get to the toll road near Innovation Avenue. But it looks like travel lanes have reopened, so the closer you get to Innovation Avenue, the better the pace. Now for 270, it was the crash in the local lanes at 28 to the shoulder, heading in through town, DC 295. Look at these delays out of Riverdale and Chevrolet growing. Crash reported near East Capitol Street. And as Bill mentioned in the news, in Hamilton, Virginia, Loudoun County crews are still dealing with the tanker truck incident and closed until further notice is Business 7 between 704 and Route 9. That's a big stretch closure. We have Route 7 itself, the main 7, is just jammed as you try to get in toward Leesburg, so plan extra time. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise, and 75. Tonight, 65, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm, then slight chance of a shower tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 66, upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Manassas, 70 in Greenbelt, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. First, he loses his job, now his marriage. Harvey Weinstein's wife leaves him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
And good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. Joining us in about half an hour will be James O'Keefe with Project Veritas on their latest expose. This time, it's the New York Times. I'm sure they have a lot of people to expose. The list is long, the latest New York Times, and it is riveting. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Hey, good morning. The Harvey Weinstein story continues. So many, but the dam is breaking. So many celebrities now coming out telling their stories about Harvey Weinstein. And what appears to have been something that was, we now know, was an open secret in Hollywood for decades. And how could an open secret like that exist for so long and not get the coverage it is now receiving? Let's find out. Let's go to Lee Smith with the Weekly Standard. Wrote an excellent piece on this subject this week. Lee, first of all, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Glad to have you. So you write that the headline of your piece is The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think. Just give us the top line. Why is it worse than we think?
Yeah, because, I mean, people knew, and the case is not that no one could get the story. What happened was Harvey Weinstein was protected. The media was protecting him. That's the bottom line.
So why is that? Tell us about the structure of this. Why would the media go out of its way to protect Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, in the 90s, I worked at a magazine that he ran out of Miramax, his film company, called Talk Magazine, which was edited by Tina Brown, who also edited Vanity Fair and The New Yorker. And you might have seen Tina had an article yesterday in The New York Times, which I thought was problematic, if I can leave it at that. He was optioning stories from different magazines. He had a whole bunch of different people who were working for him. He was just hugely connected in different ways. Journalists didn't want to cross a guy who they figured, might turn them into heroes if they made a movie or if he made a movie out of one of their stories or one of their books. But the other thing that happened was, there were people who did have this story. We're starting to see a woman who wrote about it. I guess it was sometime over the weekend. I think Sharon Waxman, is
that's
that correct?
Right.
Yeah, but she wrote about, she had the story. New York Magazine also had the story, and at different times. I mean, this was more than a decade ago.
Yeah, in Sharon Waxman's case, it was in 2004. She said she had the
2004,
story.
2004, right? I mean, they also had it at New York Magazine. You know, but they walked it back because Weinstein comes in there. He's very litigious. You know, he's litigious, but also he's well connected. That's the other thing. And you know, lots of times the editors didn't want to cross him. So this is what happened. So the idea that this was mysterious or there were whispers, no, everyone knew all the time, lots and lots of details.
So basically the media, and this is what Vince and I were trying to wrap our brains around. I understand why a lot of the women didn't come forward. I get that. But again, the media refusing, they investigated this. They knew about it. But so what you're saying is a lot of them, they didn't write about this for fear of retribution because they wanted to go further in the industry or because they had a screenplay that they wanted published and they wanted to make it into a movie and he could stop that?
Yeah. I mean, look, he optioned all sorts of people's all sorts of people's stories, published in major magazines. Editors had a heavy investment in not messing with him. I mean, you know, as I explained in the article, I mean, there's lots of different ways in which he influenced people's decisions. Sometimes he would threaten to sue, as with the Sharon Waxman story, and I believe it was the same case with the New York Magazine story. I don't exactly remember what time this was, what year this was. Sometimes he would threaten people, but look, a lot of times people just got them. They knew him, right? As I make my case in the piece, the glossy magazine editor who throws the swanky Oscar party in Hollywood, right? Does anyone think this guy was trying to nail it down? I mean, this guy was. This magazine editor is effectively part of the movie industry.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
He's not trying to hurt Harvey Weinstein.
So it seems like it's some combination of as you get closer and closer to Harvey Weinstein, you're within proximity to understanding and even knowing the story, you're probably sort of enamored and taken in by the fact that you're close to Hollywood and you're close to him. So there's a bit of sucking up going on. And then on the other hand, there's the fear of litigation where you have newsrooms who are like, you know what, that guy's crazy, right. Litigious. I don't want to deal with a story like that.
Yeah, that's what some editors and some lawyers were doing in these places. And, you know, God bless a lot of journalists who did do something, who looked into the story, who chased it down. There's another thing, too, which is really...
Oh, you know what? I think he was, like, on the verge of saying something super interesting there.
But did we lose him?
But we've lost him, yeah, unless he's taking an enormous pregnant pause. I wanted to ask him about something he wrote in the piece, and I hope we can get him back. But if not, I'm sorry. But thank you, Lee, from the Weekly Standard. And by the way, again, the piece is called The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think.
It's an excellent piece.
In the piece, he writes about something very interesting. He said, a journalist once told me about visiting another famous Hollywood producer. You'd know the name. Who exhibited for my friend his collection of photographs of famous female actresses. You'd know their names, too. Performing sexual acts for his private viewing. As with Weinstein, this man's chief thrill was humiliation. And the more famous the target, the more roundly it was savored.
Wow.
This is incredible stuff. Lee, do we have you back now?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
I'm reading this passage now. Thank you for jumping back on with us.
Sure.
I'm reading this passage where you talk about there's a famous Hollywood producer who has pictures of famous Hollywood female actresses.
Right.
Performing sex acts. Why? Just out of curiosity, why are you keeping his name out of this?
Well, I mean, because this is different. The hearsay that I have from another source.
Yes. Okay.
Than what I know myself. Look, I mean, I'm sorry. There, we do understand. There's a difference right now between Harvey Weinstein, who, according to the New Yorker, actually raped women. And a guy who's preying on vulnerable actresses and getting them to take off their clothes. So there is a difference. The point I was going to make, I'm sorry we got cut off. The point I was going to make is there are tons and tons of these producers who are incredibly abusive. I mean, maybe I've been speaking about it the last couple of days. You know, maybe this is the tip of the iceberg. People will get alarmed and they'll look for all sorts of different problem figures in this industry. I tend to doubt it. I mean, I think that this is not going to go much further. I think it's going to stop at him. It'd be great if it did go further because there's a lot of not good people in that profession, and there's a lot of people in journalism who've been protecting the not good people in that profession. So
yeah,
I'd certainly like to see it go further. I don't think it's going to.
Well, one would hope. I mean, in 2017, it's nice to establish a few positive precedents, and this could be the beginning of some more, with any luck. Thank you, Lee Smith. Of the Weekly Standard.
Yeah.
And again, check out his piece, The Human Stain, Why the Harvey Weinstein Story is Worse Than You Think. Well worth your time. A lot of interesting stuff we couldn't even get to in the interview, but you'll find it in the piece. 8:15 now.
And it is time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5's end, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's take this morning commute outer loop in Silver Spring, where they now have moved the minor crash to the shoulder. Thank goodness, outer loop near University Boulevard. That's actually within the delays that begin coming off of 95 and around to Georgia Avenue with stop and go. Heading through White Oak, it's been a slow go on 29, just past East Randolph Road and down past the Trader Joe's into Four Corners, but it's just been about the volume. Haven't had anything reported along the way. 270 local lanes. The crash, 28 was over to the shoulder. Now, Virginia Beltway, they're trying to clear everything to the shoulder. If you're leaving Springfield, heading on the outer loop right near Van Dorn, and it looks like, yep, even the VDOT truck has now moved over to the right shoulder. So the center lanes have just been reopened. So everything open. So the flow is starting to move in that stretch, albeit slow, as you push north off of 95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel. Forecast.
Today will be cloudy. We'll see occasional showers, maybe even some thunder with a high near 75. And then it continues tonight. We'll see some showers overnight. Again, thunder possible, low around 65. Tomorrow, cloudy, a slight chance of a rain shower. Cooler, a high of 66. Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
All right, let's do a recap here of what we know about Harvey Weinstein, because there's still some things we still have not gotten to. If you have not heard it, this is a pretty, it's creepy. It's just creepy and makes me feel gross when I hear this. But this is a secret recording that was captured during an NYPD sting operation into Harvey Weinstein and allegations that were known way back when about him and his allegedly groping women.
And the models. Ambra Batilana Gutierrez.
Right, what do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I don't know. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to
be
touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want to.
Everything, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Sit with me. I promise.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No,
I ask you. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me in the hall.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
But are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you'll embarrass me. I know. Fine. They will call me again. Okay? Sorry. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye.
So he basically said to her, you will never see me again. You know, if you don't come in, if you cause a scene here, which didn't sound like a scene, but if you cause a scene here, you will never hear from me again.
He exhibited, like, by the way, the absolute worst tactics for convincing a woman to be interested in you. I mean, begging and threatening, those are at the end of the scale where you're like, there's no hope. You're not coming back. There's no chance here. And he's like begging and threatening her. And then, by the way, he had like admits in the audio to sexually assaulting her the day before.
Yeah, I won't do that again.
I won't do that again. Don't trust me. Like,
I swear on my children's lives. How low is that? That's just disgustingly low. If you did not hear, if you didn't hear this, we know that he is now in Europe. He headed for Europe last night on a private jet for sex addiction rehab. According to TMZ, he decided to take the advice of people around him and leave immediately. He's going to enter a live-in facility where he will deal with both sex and other behavioral issues. I can't even imagine. Sources to TMZ say he is surprisingly calm. They said he has his moments where there are bursts, but for the most part, he's pretty calm. They say he believes he can get help, come back, and make a fresh start. He wants to come back with fresh new ideas. He and his team are in settlement discussions with the Weinstein Company.
A fresh start.
And the idea of him serving in some outside capacity is still on the table, apparently, with the Weinstein Company, according to TMZ. And TMZ usually has pretty good sources.
You know what the secret is here? He needs to pull the Chelsea Manning.
Just, become a girl?
Yeah, just go for the full sex change. Everything is absolved if you do that.
Is it me, or that just be the ugliest chick ever?
Like, Obama will commute your sentence. It's all totally fine.
He can't do that, because that just would not, that would just be awful.
How is he going to come back and reinvent himself? Come on. Sorry, Harvey, it's over.
Well, listen, he's doing the first step. You have to admit you have a problem. Go to rehab. Come back in like a year or two. Go on Oprah. Admit your sins. Cry over them. Go on a book tour, write a book about it, go on a book tour, and boom, he's back.
Yeah.
He's a liberal. It's how it works for them.
He's just a couple book tours away from being back in our hearts.
Lucia Evans told The New Yorker that Weinstein exposed himself to her and forced her to perform a sex act on him.
Ugh.
And according to Daniel Alonzo, who is a former top prosecutor with the Manhattan's DA office, said, if the allegations are true, they would support a prosecution for criminal sexual act in the first degree.
Okay.
A conviction carries a sentence of up to 25 years in prison, and that's just one.
Oh, I totally believe you now, New York DA. What the hell happened before?
It's a different DA.
I know, but just like, why is the city was like working overtime to protect the guy because he donated money or something? I mean, it's like they had this audio. The audio we just played. You don't need to be a lawyer to get him on that. And yet, now we finally have the Manhattan DA considering it. So
yeah, he also says that if Harvey Weinstein does sue, he opens a can of worms because now all those women can testify without fear of retribution. So it may not be the best thing. May not be in his best interest. 822 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider this. Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville, they were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. So true to form, Frank delivered them an offer in just 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. That's pretty good. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and now I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
In a noisy world,
Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
It is 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Oakton area, we have a crash on 123, that's Chainbridge Road north of I-66 at the intersection of Germantown Road. So watch for the heavy delays, not just on 123, but even Germantown Road each direction to get up to 123 bogged down. Now for 66, we're in the thick of it here through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Very little break along the way. If you heard me talk about the crash coming out of Sterling, that's been cleared and the pace is much better. So southbound 28 after 606 before you get to the toll road, all lanes have been reopened. Now once on the toll road through Herndon and Reston, have a bit of the stop and go. In case you missed it, up in Hamilton, Virginia, Loudoun County crews working with the tanker truck incident with a fuel leak, and they have a Route 7 business closed between 704 and Route 9. So we have big delays on Route 7 avoiding Business 7. So just so you know, you need extra time getting into Leesburg. For 270, southbound, thinning out through Urbana and Hyattstown. However, south of Clarksburg still slows to the lane divide. Crash in the local lanes at 28 was to the shoulder. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
But what are you doing Sunday night? This Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. You get to see Chris Plant and Larry O'Connor and maybe even Marion Vince. It's going to be a good opportunity to get to meet us. We'll hang out. We'll talk. We'll have a big conversation about the highs and lows in politics today. Also, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to be there. And then you've got Joe DeGeneva as well. So if you have burning questions for Joe DeGeneva, just simple legal advice, how to file your taxes, all of that, Joe DeGeneva will be able to take care of it for you. And all sorts of good stuff. Also, we can ask Larry O'Connor what his favorite conspiracy theories are, because I don't know if you heard his show yesterday. He's basically Alex Jones now. He was like asking people, he's like, what's your favorite conspiracy theory? Indulging that nonsense, Larry. Anyway, so that'll all be taking place this Sunday at the Birchmere. Details and tickets available at WMAL.com.
It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. They have released a new Sting video. This time, it is the New York Times. It's riveting. You don't want to miss it. 8:30 WMAL News coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At this hour, a significant stretch of Business Route 7 in Hamilton, west of Leesburg in Loudoun County, remains closed after a car hit a gasoline tanker truck overnight. About 100 gallons of fuel spilled out in that crash. Hazmat crews are now trying to clean up that spill. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's scandal is getting worse. More women are coming forward accusing Weinstein of sexual assault and harassment. And now the New Yorker has published disturbing audio from a 2015 police sting involving Weinstein seen in a model.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says in a statement that, quote, while the recording is horrifying to listen to, what emerged from the audio was insufficient to prove a crime under New York law. Weinstein's reps declined to comment on the tape, but said in a statement Tuesday, any allegations of non-consensual sex are unequivocally denied by Mr. Weinstein.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe took $57,000 in campaign contributions from Harvey Weinstein in 2013, but a spokesman now says the governor plans to donate an equivalent amount of the money to a Virginia organization that fights sexual assault. President Trump has challenged Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to compare IQ tests. Now, the White House says the remark was meant as a joke.
A source close to the White House tells CNN the president was not joking, but spouted off because he's angry it was made public that Tillerson reportedly called the president a moron. President Trump insisting he has confidence in Tillerson and dismissing suggestions he tried to undermine him.
Correspondent Joe Johns checking your money. The Dow opened today at 22,831. The NASDAQ at 65,87. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. Game 4 Nationals Cubs this afternoon at Wrigley Field after yesterday's rainout. Game 5 between Indians and Yankees is tonight. NHL, the Caps take on Pittsburgh tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. And the U.S. men's soccer team fails to qualify for the 2018 World Cup. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 23rd. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the Leaf Guard Gutter System. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, Leaf Guard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, Leaf Guard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at Two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, D.C., 295 southbound. DDOT crews giving me and you the all clear from the earlier broken down as you head down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, but very slow as you merge off of 50 and the BW Parkway. But again, lanes have been reopened. Crossing the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway with the stop and go. Leaving 395, yes, we have the delays across the 14th Street Bridge, but also delays leaving 395 on Washington Boulevard. I know it's normally heavy here, but slower than normal. Getting past the Pentagon, had a report of a crash up ahead. George Washington Parkway, also quite slow here northbound as you head around Memorial Circle, off and on past the exit and heading towards Spout Run. Crews were checking in the area to see if there was something in the way. And southbound south of 123 on the G-Dub, heavy down to the bridges. Now, in case you missed it, we'll take you out to Loudoun County. Again, we have very slow traffic on Route 7 heading in through Hamilton toward Leesburg. That's picking up a lot of volume due to everyone avoiding Business 7 closure between 704 and Route 9. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around, even a thunderstorm here in the District 75. As we go through tonight, 65. The average low this time of year, 52. Still a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of a shower, 66. Friday, cloudy, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel. On WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Burke, 70 in Bowie, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese on this Wednesday morning. Joining us right now is James O'Keefe. He is with Project Veritas, and they're the ones who do all of these undercover sting operations. And they have a new one out now with the New York Times. James, welcome to back to Mornings on the Mall. We're so glad to have you.
It's great to be with you.
I want to play a piece for you here, a piece of the audio regarding James Comey. This, to me, was the most fascinating part of this. It was just so weird and so bizarre. I want the audience to hear this.
Like, my voice is on every, my imprint's on every video we do.
And you're going to be helping with the Times, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will be objective.
Yeah.
That's why I'm there. The one thing that Jim Comey said, and I've met him, he's a great guy, actually.
How'd you meet Comey? Just, like, working in the campaign?
No. Godfather. No one at the Times has any idea that. I had, well, Comey year, I should have refused myself. I should have, but I'm not ever telling anybody there.
Yeah.
That I have time with that, or else I don't know if they can keep me on.
All right, so a little hard to hear. With the when you watch the video, you will see the subtitles. The male voice is Nicholas Dudich, identified as the Times audience strategy editor. The female voice was the woman with Project Veritas who was filming this. And what he says there, when she asks him, how do you know James Comey? He says, he's my godfather. Now, you did a little more digging. Is James Comey his godfather?
We've been unable to corroborate that. He's either lying to cover up the truth, lying because later he denies it, or he's telling the truth and then he was lying about it. So either way, the guy's a total liar. Maybe he's under some type of psychosis. He does in fact work for the New York Times.
That much we do know. So
we do know that. And we do know that he's responsible for their video department. He's responsible for curating and for being the audience strategy editor for making sure these videos get seen at the New York Times.
And what we learned here from this video is what? From your sting operation?
Well, what we learned is a bunch of stuff. We learn a lot of politics. One of the things that people say about the New York Times is that they don't have an agenda, that people like me do, and that's what makes them special. They're the paper of record. But here we have an editor who basically says that he says, I'm not going to be objective. That's one of the great quotes from this video. He says, we're not objective. He's saying we need to target Trump's businesses. He says things about how he used to work for Antifa, that he has an agenda to hurt Trump, and he moves stories up to the top that are more damaging. And this ethical handbook in the New York Times clearly states that, quote, journalists have no place in the playing field of politics. They can't do anything that raises questions about the neutrality. So yesterday, the deputy managing editor of the New York Times responded. This is Clifford Levy. A very serious response to this video. He says that this guy, Nick Dudick, violated their ethics standards, and they are reviewing the situation. And we don't know what that means. They're going to fire him or whether they're disciplining him. But this is sort of a developing story.
You know, James, I was talking to my newsroom at the Daily Caller yesterday, and one of the questions that was outstanding to us was kind of the dynamics here between the relationship between your sting operator and Nicholas Dudich, because he's doing stuff that appears to be making up, like, things about his life. Like, the idea that James Comey, for instance, is his godfather. You haven't been able to corroborate it, but it sounds like a fantabulous lie. And then you've also got this idea that he said he had like a scar on his fist from punching Nazis or something he's telling her about. This sounds like a guy who's trying to pick up the woman he's talking to.
Yes, I don't want to speculate about what his motives are, but he says a lot of things he says are true. And you'll see there's another video coming. We may drop it today, where there's a little more from him and more from others. And a lot of what he says is true. I mean, he is responsible for curating videos. There are certain videos we know that he has curated and edited and helped. His imprint is on them. So he's not exactly as low level as the New York Times would have you believe. But he says these things about Antifa and Comey in multiple meetings with multiple people over the course of multiple months. So again, he's either some type of sociopath who is a serial liar, and if that's the case, then what is the screening like at the New York Times? Where did they find this guy?
In this, were you able to derive larger lessons about the New York Times and their editorial direction, or did it seem to you that this guy might be freelancing in terms of his intent?
I think the sting operation as a whole did, and as you know, our MO is to drop one video at a time and to get people into a corner where they say, well, O'Keefe's a liar, this doesn't matter, and then we drop part two. Recall that last investigation, CNN was a guy in an elevator saying the Russia stuff is BS. And then we dropped part two of Van Jones saying that the story is a nothing burger. So we're about to launch part two and then part three and then part four. But yes, in this particular video, he talks about how he slants the news. He says, I came from the Hillary Clinton campaign instaff, is what he says. And then he says a lot of other things in here about how he moves things up to the front to slant the news.
All right, well, as is tradition, I'd like to ask you, what should we expect next? Can you give us a taste of that?
I'm either going to drop a video today or tomorrow. My team and I are thinking about it right now. But I think that that after this next video, heads are going to roll if they haven't already. We've got one statement from the managing editor saying they're reviewing the situation, that they broke the ethics standards. The New York Times is the golden standard here, and we're going to show the culture of these people and what they really believe.
You know, one other thing that kind of went by the wayside here, I know we're focusing on the New York Times, but I thought it was so interesting when he was talking about Antifa and being a part of it. He alleges to your undercover reporter that he was part of Antifa because he was asked to infiltrate them by the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's some, we believe...
How hot was this girl? Let's be honest here. Are you dropping nuclear weapons on this guy? This is unbelievable.
Listen, we are sophisticated, but we didn't do anything improper. We didn't cross any line. There was never any touching or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Undercover work is about building relationships and getting people to trust you so they could tell you the truth. And my favorite moment in the video, I think the best moment in the video, is when he says, "I'm going to be objective," and he puts it in bunny ears, and then he leans in and he goes, "No, I'm not." And I think it's just showing people who these people are. Yeah. If he's a sociopath who's under a psychosis to make up elaborate lies to members of the public to brag about conflicts of interest, then why the heck does he work for the New York Times?
Wait, James,
what are they going to do? Your life
is nothing if not interesting. Thank you, as usual, for joining us, and we'll check back in with you as this progresses.
Thank you.
All right, 844 here on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, October 16th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
How safe is your home? Now, seriously, when you left your home today, you probably locked the door behind you and made sure that your home was secure because you know that it is your responsibility to do that, right? It's your responsibility to make sure your family is safe when you go to bed at night. So when it comes to making my home safe, I know that the buck stops here just like you. And I also, just like you, look for the right people to help me do the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know this. You know who else knows this? The criminals know this. And now you know this. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help them make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at NoTheftGuarantee.com. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com for Ackerman Security. 8:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, Virginia, 95 and heading through Newington. It's in the southbound direction where I'm watching second fire truck come up to the scene, ambulance, a lot of help here at the accident. Southbound 95, right near 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. It's right after the exit in that stretch, so stay to the left if you're coming off of the Capitol Beltway. Now, going northbound 95, still have the heavy morning delays through Stafford and Aquia. We've cleared out mostly through Woodbridge, but then it's Newington to each loop of the Beltway. The reason the outer loop's been slow, we had the accident near Van Dorn that was over to the shoulder. George Washington Parkway, still major delays here. Northbound coming around from Memorial Circle to Spout Run. Southbound south of 123. Also leaving 395 Washington Boulevard, slower than normal, passing the Pentagon. Past 110, we had a report of a crash right in that area. Top side of the Maryland Beltway within the backups from near 95 to George Avenue had the crash near University Boulevard along the right. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances with us this morning. Nice batch of rainfall to our south, heading on off to the east, but still a few showers around and maybe even a thunderstorm today. Cloudy otherwise, 75 degrees. So we did come down a little bit from yesterday's high, which was 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
All right, so we've been talking about Harvey Weinstein. Ronan Farrow, who works for NBC, puts a piece out yesterday in The New Yorker, and it's in that piece that we've heard that stunning audio of Harvey Weinstein and what he was saying to a model. Also, there's allegations of three different rapes now in that piece. So there's a lot of new information in what is an extensive piece of reporting from Ronan Farrow. But I noticed yesterday, Jake Tapper on Twitter asked, I think, what should be an obvious question. Why did Ronan Farrow, who works for NBC, do this piece not for NBC, but instead for The New Yorker? Why did that piece appear there? It's an interesting piece of reporting, to be sure. It's one of the most read pieces in the country, undoubtedly now. You'd think NBC would want a piece of reporting like this. Well, I think Jake Tapper was one of several to get the conversation going. And last night, Rachel Maddow had Ronan Farrow on her program on MSNBC and actually asked him why he published in The New Yorker. Listen.
Why did you end up reporting this story for The New Yorker and not for NBC News?
Look, you would have to ask NBC and NBC executives about the details of that story. I'm not going to comment on any news organization's story that they, did or didn't run. I will say that over many years, many news organizations have circled this story and faced a great deal of pressure in doing so.
Hmm. So that's interesting for a number of reasons. One, that Rachel Maddow feels safe enough to be like, hey, would you litigate the whole reason why our network didn't carry your story? If you've listened to Rachel at all in the past, she kind of moves with impunity at NBC. She does her own thing. She doesn't get a lot of notes for her show. She does what she wants when she wants it. And she's earned it through her ratings, but that's the position she has at NBC. But now, clearly, by asking Ronan Farrow and just basically kicking the scab off of that wound, she's like, go ahead, explain what happened. And Ronan was like, I'm not going to take any shots at our own network, but I did it with The New Yorker. Now, here's what we found out. The Huffington Post has a report on this. They say NBC, Ronan had the video that we've played for you, that audio, he had it. And it was in NBC's hands as recently as August, and they turned down the story from Ronan because they were unsure of the story's sourcing. They weren't sure about the sourcing, so they weren't happy with it. Boy, I don't know. If I was an editor there and I heard that audio, I'd be stumbling all over myself to make that sourcing work, to make sure I got a story out of that.
Well, and of course, it doesn't make them look good because now that part of the story is out there. You know, you had this information. And we know over the years, over decades, there have been people who have had the goods and have had the story and for whatever reason have tabled it.
And to the people like us on the outside, it looks like political posturing. NBC wanted to, maintain a good relationship with Harvey Weinstein. NBC, by the way, the same place from which the Access Hollywood tape leaked against Donald Trump.
Interesting. I'm sure that was just a coincidence. It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Science wants to know, is there anything the Mediterranean diet can't do? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For years, I've watched studies pour in about the health benefits of the Mediterranean diet. Reduced risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, stronger bones. Now researchers at UCSF say it could even lower your risk of dementia. The lead author of a new study says eating a healthy, plant-based diet is associated with better cognition and 30 to 35% lower risk of cognitive impairment during aging. Rudy Tanzi, perhaps the expert in this field, says the activity of our genes is highly dependent on four main factors: diet, exercise, sleep, and stress management. Of these, he says, perhaps diet is the most important. What do you want to eat? Well, fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, seeds, and nuts. Cook your fish in extra virgin olive oil as well, and forget about the meats and sweets. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Have you had type 2 diabetes for 10 years or more? If you have been diagnosed with kidney disease, have been told you have high protein levels in your urine, or have been told by your doctor that you are at risk for diabetic kidney disease, and you are receiving treatment for high blood pressure, you may want to consider the Fidelio DKD and Figaro DKD clinical research studies. These studies are recruiting patients with diabetes and kidney disease to evaluate whether adding an investigational medication to regular treatment may be safe and effective to slow the progression of kidney disease and reduce cardiovascular complications such as heart disease or stroke. There are certain eligibility criteria that you must meet to participate. To learn more, call 866-488-7425 or visit radio.dkdstudies.com. Again, that's 866-488-7425 or visit radio.dkdstudies.com.
8:55 in the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, Mary. And no change in Loudoun County. It started off early this morning with this tanker truck incident. Still closed. Loudoun crews are working this here. Business Route 7 between 704, that's Hamilton Station Road, and Route 9, Charlestown Pike. You cannot use that. So everyone using Main Route 7, and that is just jammed. That picks up a lot of volume. So if you're heading into Leesburg, extra time needed. Now, on Route 15 in the Oatlands area, we have a crash south of 704. It looks like they've stopped traffic on 15 due to this incident. Now, let me give you some better news. Out of Sterling, lanes are open, no delays. Southbound 28 heading down to the toll road, earlier crash gone. Now, once on the toll road, do have a stretches of stop and go delays through Reston. And again, as you head into Wolf Trap toward the Capitol Beltway, over the 14th Street Bridge, we are still slow. Coming out of Landmark and over the bridge span to the freeway and onto lower 14th Street. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
All right.
So, Vince, tomorrow on WMAL.
Yeah, another big day for the President of the United States. We'll see what he's up to. We'll track all the latest developments. He's getting ready, of course, to push tax reform. Actually, tax cuts? I don't know. We'll have a debate about it.
And the healthcare EO, maybe. We'll find out about that this week.
Yeah, that's right. And Chris Plant.
You guys have been hanging out for too long already, I think, waking up together and all this stuff. Well, nothing to talk about today. Ronan Farrow seems to be suggesting that NBC had the story and could have run the story about Harvey Weinstein, but chose not to. I guess it's a New York thing.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day.